Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Mark Edwards is concerned about lead in America's water, but he's even more worried about scientific ethics and how government responds or doesn't when whistleblowers speak truth to power.
The higher battle here is to stave off a dark age. If we lose the truth speakers, what is to become of us?
Edwards became this passionate about environmental wrongs 14 years ago after he was blindsided by government scientists who asked him to work on a water contamination problem in D.C.
I was hired by the EPA and to fix this lead problem. And unbeknownst to me, EPA knew about this problem for 3 years. They were covering it up.
Several years later, a congressional investigation showed 5 government agencies colluded to cover up health harm from high lead in the water that they knew about and did nothing about.
And this was really, really horrifying to me because in my wildest dreams, I never believed that these environmental policemen who we paid to protect us would become environmental criminals.
Edwards is telling his story on a summer morning to a room packed with students, warning them because he doesn't want to see them make the same mistakes he did as a young scientist.
I really didn't know very much about ethics. I didn't know much about scientific misconduct. I didn't know about how science and engineering can be abused.
The lesson was life-changing for Edwards, and so was the $500,000 award for his work fighting water pollution, no strings attached, from the MacArthur Foundation. He planned to use it the next time something like this happened. Fast forward to 2014, when Flint, Michigan officials, backed up by scientists, insisted that city water the color of weak tea was safe to drink. Edwards and his team from Virginia Tech descended first on those officials who ignored them, refusing to actually test the water in Flint. Finally, Edwards asked a fourth grade science class there to test it, an attention-getting device. It worked, and only at that point did things start to change.
And if you want to know what motivates me, it's very simple. It's absolute shame that scientists and engineers could betray the public trust and hurt people. And I will not live in a world where that is allowed to happen.
He's such a badass.
Steve Ahn is a biology teacher from Holston High School in Damascus who attended Edwards' lecture.
You know, like, this is, I think, even more important than, like, curriculum. It was neat to see a pathway from science into ethics.
But Mark Edwards sees a huge roadblock on that pathway. Last year, he published a paper that didn't mince words, called Academic Integrity in the 21st Century, Maintaining Ethical Standards in a Climate of Competition and Perverse Incentives. He says disinformation about crises like the one in Flint causes the public to doubt what scientists and engineers tell us. But small victories give him hope. One government scientist recently admitted he'd made mistakes during the crisis. That prompted Edwards to write in an email, "It's not all bad news." Best of all, the water in Flint is fit to drink.
It's gone from one of the worst monitored systems in the country to the best monitored system. I don't stay up at night worried about Flint. I worry about other cities that are going to become the next Flint.
Edwards' band of water warriors has been testing communities of concern around the country. Now a $2 million grant from EPA itself and some other funders is making this the largest citizen science project in U.S. history.
It's a victory now if we can show someone that their water is safe. And it's also a victory if we expose problems. That's the power of science.
I'm Robbie Harris.